and we wish to ask that you always remember to watch our TV program on ITV UHF channel 142 and Star Times channel 130 every Saturday from 6 to 6:30 p.m. Today is our usual interactive time with you, beloved, at the end of the month, at the end of every month, and so plan to call us and ask us your questions, and the Bible will surely answer all your questions. So today we will be discussing and taking your questions on the issue of miracles and what we have studied in the past few weeks concerning the relationship of miracles of God and the revelation of Christ. Now, many are of the view that until Christ comes again, miracles must continue to be performed by God to prove and authenticate his words. But we have studied that God has already confirmed his words and authenticated it by the miracles done by the apostles and those that they laid their hands on. Now, biblical passages like Mark chapter 16, verse 20, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, 1 Corinthians 13, 8 to 10, were given to help us to see what the Bible has to say concerning miracles and their timeline. The apostles are all dead now.
That's true.
And God's word concerning faith and Christ are completely revealed. And Paul said, anyone who tries to change anything in what is already revealed and confirmed is under a curse. So before we proceed, let us have a word of prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, we exalt your most high name for your faithfulness, for your kindness towards us, family, our listener. We commit our homes unto your hand. We pray that you lead us through today's broadcast.
Amen.
Bless our nation and guide us through this period of pandemic.
Amen.
And grant us victory at the end. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Listening friend, as it is in our manner, today being the last Sunday of the month, we are set to interact with you as we look forward to receiving your questions and then to allow the Bible to speak to us concerning the miracles of God through Jesus, the apostles, and those that the apostles laid their hands on during the first 100 years of the gospel. Now, we want to ask you to permit us to remind you of a great truth that you may not even be thinking about. Well, we have four kingdoms in this world, and all of them began by miracles.
That's true.
And then they continued by God's providential law of reproduction. A major law, which is providential, continues those kingdoms. None of them continue with miracles. Now, the first one is the plant kingdom. It started by miracle, and it continues by God's law of reproduction. We see this in Genesis chapter 1, verse 11, which says, let every seed produce according to its own kind. Okay, so then that's the plant kingdom. Then the second kingdom is the animal kingdom. All animals began by miracle.
Yes.
But every animal reproduces according to its kind, not miraculously, and it is still the work of God.
That's
so right. A goat will produce a goat, a cow will produce a cow.
Certainly.
But the first cow was produced by miracle.
Miraculously.
Yes. Now the third one is the human kingdom. The human kingdom also we know began with a miracle. Adam and Eve were not made from human beings. Adam was made from the sand and Eve was made from a rib.
That's true.
And then both of them were miraculously made. But human beings are reproduced by seed of the man and the woman today. The only exception to that human law of reproduction was when God brought his son into the world.
It was through miracle.
By miracle.
Yes.
This miracle signaled the beginning of the kingdom of Christ, which is the last kingdom, God's spiritual kingdom. It also began by miracle. And like all others, it's reproduced by seed. Let us allow the Bible to speak on Luke chapter 8, verse 11.
Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God.
Okay.
Luke chapter 8, verse 11.
Good. The seed is what? Is the word of God. And he was talking about the kingdom.
That's true.
So when that word of God is planted in good heart, it produces abundantly. Last week, we studied that when the complete revelation of God was fully accomplished, then there was no need for God to keep on performing miracles as he did in the past in order to re-authenticate or resubstantiate his revelation. There's no need for that.
Of course.
God does not do miracles on demand.
He doesn't.
And also the phenomena being healed today are signs, wonders, and miracles. They don't even bear identical resemblance to the miracles performed by Christ and the apostles. So we want to advise that please be quick when you call us, as you have just a minute to ask your questions. And we also want to ask that you please move away from your radio so that we don't have noisy feedback. The numbers to call this morning are 080-604-11389. We have not finished, you. Okay. Go ahead.
Hello. Hello, good morning. God bless you.
My name is Bayo.
Bayo, okay, Bayo. Welcome to Let the Bible Speak.
When somebody prays to God, maybe somebody is barren, and God answers the prayer, is it not a miracle?
Oh, if someone is sick, okay, barren, and the person prays to God, then God answers the prayer.
Okay.
You are asking, is it not a miracle?
Yeah.
Okay, right. So that means that every answer to prayers is just a miracle, because God answers up. You said we should pray to him that he will answer, he will talk to. So what, but if the barren woman now is from, you know, she's a virgin, for example, she has never met anybody, but she's barren, no man has slept with her, and then she suddenly prayed and then gets pregnant, then you can say that is a miracle.
There's even something, sir. I was thinking of that at the beginning while we're in the studio, that most people mistake. They don't no longer believe in God's providence.
Yeah, they think that God cannot do things.
We have forgotten the scripture that says for people that give birth. The Bible even say there should not be barrenness in the land. God's plan is that people should give birth to children.
Now, people who are barren for some time, there may be other issues.
To the children on time. But so when the child now comes, which is God's plan, God's providential arrangement, they now become
ignorant. God still answers prayers. Nobody is saying that.
As far as this aspect is concerned, the woman had affair with the husband.
The husband touched her.
Is the
a man.
But if she prayed without having
any contact with
the
any
husband,
man,
and after the prayer for some time, then she becomes pregnant miraculously, then that would be a miracle.
If there's no man involved. But of course, this man. The other number is 090-534-77466. I'll take it again.
Okay.
090-534-77466. Okay.
We have another caller. Hello, good morning. You are welcome to Let the Bible Speak.
Thank you. Good morning, sir.
All right, God bless you.
Good morning to you, too.
Thank you, sir. I'm calling from Nasarawa.
Okay, sir.
I perfectly agree on what is your about miracle.
Praise God.
I've been thinking about it, and exactly what people are saying concerning miracle, I think that is just correct. The answer I gave to that man was the perfect answer. But I have a little question to ask.
Please go ahead.
According to the scriptures, that is the Bible which all of us believe in,
yes,
any person who is not a Christian will never go to heaven. So my question is,
Okay, let's just read what John chapter 14 verse 6 says. Because in that passage, Jesus Christ made a statement.
John
and
chapter 14 verse 6.
Yes.
Jesus Christ says,
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one
comes to the Father except through me.
That's what he said.
Yes.
So if he says that one, then let's take it to the bank.
Great.
So if a Muslim or a Buddhist or an unbeliever, even a Christian, somebody who says a Christian, if he wants to go to heaven, he has to go through
Jesus
Christ. And Jesus, that is actually what he has said, and so we believe that. Mm. And that is what we should stay with, because we are staying with what the Bible says.
But sir, let me quickly add to this. You know, some persons think that just because the person is born and is having supposedly a Christian name, that the person is a Christian.
Mm-hmm. No.
Jesus Christ says, it is not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord shall enter into the kingdom of my Father, but those who do the will of him who sent me. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. So this should be in line with what
Jesus
said.
Yes, not just calling his name, Jesus, Lord, Lord.
Okay.
But you must also do his will.
We have another caller.
Thank
Hello,
you.
Good morning. You are welcome to Let the Bible Speak.
Good morning, sir.
God bless you.
Yeah, my name is Charles. I'm calling from Kabusa.
Okay. You are welcome.
Yeah, you said God does not answer, God does not perform miracles on demand.
Yes.
But Jesus Christ, people came to Jesus demanding for healing and other miracles from him, and he performed miracles. Is it to say that miracle that Jesus Christ performed during his days on earth are not miracles, or what?
Okay.
Please go ahead.
All right. The simple truth is that Jesus Christ performed all the miracles he did to authenticate the son of him, that he is the Messiah. He did not just perform those miracles to prove anything.
But he can do miracles.
How that he can perform power or miracles.
There was a purpose. Now, even the apostles that did miracles, people needed help and so forth, and they performed. What if you have been studying us and with us? We said that God was using these miracles for a purpose. And that is to confirm the revelation that was coming through this. There is messenger, just like Moses was before Pharaoh. And then he performed some miracles, not because he just wanted to perform miracles, but because God asked him to do that to convince Pharaoh to let his people go.
Sir, it's not even interesting to know that in the times of Jesus' trial, Herod,
yes,
one of Herod's expectation and disappointment was expecting to see miracles,
but he never did that.
No, it's not something that so because you ask, God has a purpose for what he does.
Let us pay attention to the book of John, chapter 20, verses 30 to 31.
Okay,
now that passage says, now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which
are not written
in this book. But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing
you have
life in his name.
You have life in
John
his name.
Chapter 20.
Well, people don't 21. Want to talk about the written word, which God used miracles to give us. The Bible is a wonderful, inspired work of God. And people have been trying to say many things against the Bible, but it has never worked. The numbers to call again are still 080-604-11389 and 090-534-77466. And then you have just a short time to call. What is even the issue with human beings? Most of the time they don't even see, they read the original miracles in the Bible. Fire, somebody had fire. They threw into the fire, it didn't burn them.
We have another caller?
You know. And so far, you see the miracles of God, and people still are being confused.
Once again, good morning, you're welcome.
When the apostles, when they could not perform miracle of casting out demons, and Jesus came, and he did, they now ask him, why that you cannot do this? He told them, it's because you don't have the faith. That if you have the faith, if you ask the mountain to move, the mountain will move. So that is that, it is that then. The soul of us, that even without the faith, we can do exceedingly. Is that not miracle?
No, we are not saying in any way that there was no miracle. We did affirm through the word of God that Christ and his apostles performed great signs and wonders as revealed in the scripture. But the bottom line is, are people still performing miracles today?
Listen, even that passage, you are misquoting it. There are times that the apostles could not, they were under mentorship and tutelage. So Christ, there are sometimes they will not be able to perform a particular miracle, and they will come to him and say, why come we not do that? And you say it comes by fasting, by this, by that.
We have a caller here. Hello, caller. You're on to the Bible speak.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, good
morning. My name is Godwin.
Godwin. You're welcome, Mr. Godwin. You're welcome.
I think I've been a follower of your program all these years.
God bless you, my brother.
I have been doing a show.
That Christians are not allowed to do what?
Believers are not expected to perform miracles today. Okay.
She said, he said he doesn't know if he got us right.
Oh, okay. No, see, it is not us that we talked about. We talk about, okay, let us read Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, please. Because the Bible must speak.
Verse 3 and 4 says, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first
declared,
and it was attested to us
by
those who heard, while God also bore witness,
not that is bearing witness, he bore witness by
signs and wonders,
okay,
and various miracles and the gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will.
The tense that God are in the Bible, the tenses that are used, whether present tense, past tense, perfect tense, they are very, very important. If you don't understand that, then you are going to have a problem. Even from the first chapter of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, the whole book of Hebrews is telling us that, look, God has already spoken. The last person to speak to us about God is Jesus Christ. And that is why God sent him to come and he's the last spokesman. Nobody's going to speak again about God. And God confirmed the miracles from Jesus. Jesus Christ said he trained some people for 3 years and he's going to guide them into all the truth by the Holy Spirit. All the truth, not that there's still some truth being revealed today. Now, if all the truth has been revealed, and then as they were being revealed by the power of God, not that the apostles themselves had any truth to give to man. And that is why the early churches followed the apostles' doctrine. They were not following any other person's doctrine. And Paul said in that Galatians chapter 1 that if any man or an angel brings another thing which is different from what has already been established as Christianity, let him be under a curse. Maybe some of you may not know what is happening in recent times, where you have leaders of even big churches in Nigeria going to a meeting with a theist, Buddhist, and other, they said, religious faith of all kinds of religion, that they want to bring peace. When Christ, God sent Christ to come and do that.
Yeah.
So now they are saying that let us live the way God has already said we should do, we should have peace. Mm-hmm. Now they want to establish their own way of bringing peace into the world. What is that? That is another gospel. Because God has already given us a way to get peace with him and peace with one another. And that is the word that has been confirmed with miracles. People are missing the point. And because Satan is very crafty and he's just deceiving them.
I think we need to read another call. Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 to 8.
Okay, we'll do that.
Go ahead.
Hello, Connor. You are on to let the Bible speak. Okay, Godwin.
Okay.
Verse 16, verse 20 is even better. Yes, we see that. Yes.
Okay,
thank you very much. You see, that Mark chapter 16 is very, very beautiful because look at verse 20. People read, they will touch a snake with their hands. If they drink poison, they will not hurt them and so forth. Look at verse 20. The Bible said that, and they went out. Who went out?
The apostles.
The 5 people that were giving this promise.
Yes.
And they have been trained for 3 years. They preached everywhere.
While the Lord walked.
And the Lord walked
with them and confirmed the message.
Are they still alive today?
By
those people that God trained for 3 years, he was going to give them. Okay, let us read John chapter 17. Maybe people don't read this Bible very well. Let's read John chapter 17. And we see that prayer of Jesus. He said that, verse 6, I have manifested your name to the people you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Verse 7, now they know that everything you have given me is from you. Now, look at verse 8. I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them, and they have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed you sent me. I am praying for them. Now, look at verse 20. Verse 20 says what? He says, I do not ask for this only, but I ask for those who will believe on me through their word. Now, you see, there's a purpose for the apostles being trained and so forth. They were to give the word of God to the world, and they did that, and all the world has been given. And God confirmed their message with miracles. Okay, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. You're welcome to Let the Bible Speak.
Yes, sir. My name is Victor from Orozo. I've been listening to your program. You're telling me that the Bible says in that you quote a city verse of sin, say this is a person that believe, this is the apostle. You know. And also again, I remember in that same first Corinthians chapter 12 verse 7, say for a manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. But it now begins to lead both miracles inside it. I was a pagan. I was a footballer, I fell sick. Not they took me to a boat hospital, not to Apple. Why I was lying down on the ground. At home, leaving, they want to abandon me to die. I was told I should go to a church. I went there, they prayed for me. All the vomiting of blood and stooling of blood stopped. It's not a miracle.
Okay.
Nation was speaking in tongues, please, I want to answer the second one. He was speaking of a tongue. Paul wrote to the Corinthian church, not apostles, that he speak to more than them all. That he should confess to prophesy. But you put an issue of tongues and say, I'm not going to.
Okay.
I want to expatiate on them.
Okay, thank you very much.
God bless you.
So the first thing we should recognize is that, yes, other people apart from the apostles did miracles. And then we can see that in Acts chapter 8, the Bible started by talking about Philip, who went to Samaria and he was doing a lot of miracles. The Bible said that even Simon, his sorcerer, was he believed after being baptized. He continued with Philip and seeing signs and great miracles performed, he was amazed. Now, Philip, before chapter 8, was laid hands upon by the apostles. Now, he himself, now in verse 18 of Acts chapter 8, when Simon saw that the Spirit was given, that is the power of the Holy Spirit, through the laying on of the apostles' hand, he offered them money, saying, give me this power also, so that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive, you know, the Holy Spirit. You see, we read the Bible. It is not that only the apostles did miracles, but those that they laid hands on. Paul even said that, I want to lay my hands on you and impart spiritual gifts. Okay. Romans chapter 1 verse 11. So if you continue reading the Bible, you will get that understanding that God wanted the apostles to be the ones that will, you know, do these things. And then those that they laid their hands on, it was still the apostolic ministry to lay hands. And that is why they say the signs of an apostle. So if the apostles are all dead now, where are you going to get that power to do miracles? Except you go somewhere else and get it. And the Bible said there are fake miracles. The miracles are still in the world. The Bible did not say that they have ended. But God said that if you fail to believe the truth that has been given through the apostles and through the miracles that they did. Now the Bible has been written. These are written so that you may believe. If you don't want to believe that one, you will see fake miracles. And that's what we're saying. Compare the miracles that you see today and the ones written in the Bible. The difference is clear. Whose shadow can raise a dead man or can heal the sick? Somebody came to Joss some years back. He said that he should go and buy a handkerchief so that he's going to pray. They bought anointing oil from him and so forth. They are looking for that man in there. It's a man of God. I won't mention his name. They are still looking for him to come so that they can deal with him, because all of them did not get anything that they are looking for. They bought handkerchiefs and they bought the anointing oil and all that. They prayed in Jesus' name, and that thing is not working for
people
them.
People are still doing that today.
They're still doing it.
Here.
You see?
Abba.
God have mercy on us. So anyway, but if people want to be deceived, they'll be deceived.
That's the second aspect of his question concerning someone. He said
speaking in tongues.
No, apart from speaking in tongues, the issue of being prayed for and he got healed.
Okay.
The book of James chapter 5, verses 14-15 gives us an answer to that.
Yes.
Is anyone among you sick? Mm-hmm. Let him pray. Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven. Now, if someone prays, or if the church gathers together and pray, and God answers that prayer, is that miracle?
People don't understand what miracle is. 10 years ago, I had to go to America. I had cancer, bone marrow cancer. I was dying. Before I could even start my treatment, 6 pints of blood were given to me.
So you can now say that you are a miracle yourself.
People fasted and prayed. I spent some months in America. I was given another transplant, bone marrow transplant. Now I'm alive 10 years later. Many people with that bone marrow cancer who could not go to America, they are dead. But you see, I am preserved. It's not miraculous. I use medications and so forth and so forth. I don't even know how the treatment, the cancer remitted, and then I got a new bone marrow, which is something that is wonderful.
God promise us healing.
Yes.
And when we pray, he makes us.
Okay, one more caller, please, before we round up.
It's like we have lost.
Okay, please, let's just ask you to continue to follow us with the following number, 090-771-62877. 08060411389 and 08033824. Contact us by email as well, churchofchristkadu@gmail.com. And you can watch us on TV, as we have already said. And we want to ask that you who are listening to us, please, the Church of Christ Kadu meets at Life Camp Junction, adjacent to Fallon Hotel, 100 meters from Polaris Bank at that Life Camp Junction. So you can visit us this morning starting from 8 a.m. We also have 10 a.m. And then lastly, we have 12 noon for 3 sessions of worship in spirit and truth. So today we want to just encourage you to continue to search the scriptures. I may not be able to take your calls now. But please, because our time is up already, but you can still reach out to us. See, with the phone numbers that is already given. And then I'm sure that the Lord by His grace, will answer all our prayers. May the Lord bless you this week. And do have a wonderful and COVID-19 free week. Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you.